Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend of baseball and a little bit of NBA action to close out the season. It couldn't be finer.
And of course, we also have Hondo with us this morning. And Hondo, how are you?
I'm peachy keen.
Peachy keen. I always like to say Bobby knows this very well. If I was doing any better, I'd be incarcerated.
Well, if not incarcerated, you'd be in Carson City at the tables.
Yeah, well, that too. So, anyway, again, folks, whether you are listening to us archived or if you are listening currently live, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us. And let's get a little bit of business out of the way and let everybody know that we are here each and every week from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. And if you haven't had an opportunity to visit our website, I encourage you to do so now. Also, take advantage of our free plays that we offer each and every day. And, of course, all you need to do, go to your Twitter account, log on, and type in Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get a free play tweeted to your home office or mobile device. Last night, clients cashed on an exciting game in St. Louis. We gave out 979, the Texas Rangers, at minus -105, and we said that was a great value play. And, of course, Texas shut out St. Louis 1-0, and Cole Hamels had another good outing. So congratulations to everybody who was cashing on that play last night. And you could have had it too. All you need to do is follow the instructions, Twitter, Eddie the Hat Wins, or simply log on to our site and visit us at sportswagers-selections.com. All right, we're going to head over to Boppy, who's sitting behind a desk with about a dozen TV monitors, all tuned in, all tuned in to updating lines, alarms going off, lights flashing. Boppy's got his visor on, his special magnifying glasses that allow him to read all the fine print that the bookies and the sports book are faxing to him. And why don't you tell us, Poppy, what's going on in your corner? Who's hot and who's not?
Well, there was a moment of competitive greatness yesterday that was breathtaking. In the eighth inning of what looked like it was going to be a Dodger loss, 2-1, you know, another failure to produce any runs for their rookie pitcher. But anyway, they're down 2-1, eighth inning, nobody on. The pitcher gets a 1-2 count on Jacob Turner, and then he throws a purpose pitch. It's just a brushback pitch. Spins Jacob Turner around, and I looked at it, and it was just like something about that moment caught my eyes. And you know what? This reminds me of when Drysdale or Bill Singer used to do that to Frank Robinson or Henry Aaron. And I said, they ought to be careful. It looks like they woke up Jacob Turner. So it's like he just looks more alive on the very next pitch.
Justin Turner,
Jacob
Bobby.
Jacob made it out of sight. Go ahead.
It's Justin Turner.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Did I say Jacob?
Jacob, yeah.
I meant Justin Turner. It was just a wonderful moment that reminded me of the great hitters of years gone by, that when the pitcher would do that, throw that brush back or that bean ball that missed him, they would get up and hit the next pitch out of sight. And that's what Justin Turner did. And I think this is one of those games where you can mark this down as a game for the Dodgers, where I think this is one of those momentum games. This is a game that will mean something later, much more than just the one win. I think it's going to mean a lot to them, and I think that you can look at this game down the road as being a big moment for the Dodgers, a great moment for the Dodgers, and a great moment for Justin Turner. Really.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but you know, thanks to the Dodger management and all that BS and nonsense, I wasn't able to tune it in. So
I wish it hadn't happened, because I lost a win for my fantasy pitcher, Kyle Davis of the Brewers. I was rolling along. He pitched a great seven innings, and then the bullpen came in, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right. And who's not hot, Bobby?
Oh, it's time to say farewell to those great Philly teams of the past. This month, Jimmy Rollins has been released, and Ryan Howard's been replaced. So it's sort of like, and the last vestige of that team is playing second base most of the time for the Dodgers and Chase Utley. But other than that, the team has ceased to exist. But anyway, it's a moment of silence for those Phillies teams that looked like they were going to be a dynasty.
Yeah, they're not playing well. We're going to get to that game later, because that is my free play, the Arizona-Philadelphia game later on, second half of the show, folks. Poppy will also have some plays, as Honda will as well. So, you know, Bobby, Hondo, as I'm looking at the odds this morning that were released in Vegas at 6 a.m., not a hell of a lot that looks appetizing on the docket here. We were able to find one game that we liked, and of course, for you freak fans, Tim Lincecum, he is making his long-awaited debut for the Angels today, and good luck to him. And as I was telling Bobby and Hondo this week, I've always been a fan of his, trying not to be. I can't really let objectivity, I have to remain objective but it'll be interesting to see how well he does. I'm going to be pulling for him, and hopefully all will go well. If you are a Angels fan, Believe it or not, Lincecum is their favored at -$1.20. And Hondo, do you know who's pitching for Oakland in that game?
Let's see. I can tell you here in just a second.
Because I'm still showing as far as Vegas.
There's a kid named Triggs.
Okay.
T-R-I-G-G-S. A, his first initial is A. I've never heard of him. A
I haven't
Triggs.
Either. Okay. So, folks, if you like that last name, you're going to be getting a $1.10 on the A's, according to the Hilton in Vegas. And, again, Timmy the Freak is -$1.20. I'm not sure I would honestly, I wouldn't bet that game with counterfeit money because you don't know what you're going to get. If you want to bet that game for rooting interests, I would suggest taking over 9 because it could blow up on both sides or one side and what have you. But all right, let's see how we're doing on time here as we're rolling right along. Why don't we go out to Santa Anita and give our free play before we take our timeout. And if you're heading out to the track today, remember, first post is 1:30. Heads up, congratulations, hats off to Santa Anita for being proactive. It's supposed to be very hot tomorrow, so they have moved up post time to 12 noon, which is only tomorrow. And that, of course, is for the benefit of the horses. And can't knock that. So 12 noon post tomorrow, Sunday. And today it's the normal 1:30. We're heading over to the first race. Try to get off to a good start here. And we like number 8, Name for the Blame. This is a Doug O'Neill, Rafael Bejarano horse, 3-year-old son of Blame, who turned in perhaps a career, well, actually did, turned in a career best race last time. And the son of Blaine looks like he's finally figuring things out for O'Neill, and it looks to be on the improve. So if you're heading out to the track, want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend, you know, the guy that you meet behind the Albertsons supermarket or at the bowling alley on a weekly basis, we suggest a couple of bucks to win in place on number 8. Name for the Blame, first race, Santa Anita. And Hondo, do you have anybody that you like today at the track?
Yeah, I like a horse in the last race. So you can use it as a key in your late pick 4, pick 6. And it's a filly on the rail, Rafael Bejarano riding for trainer Mark Glatt. Glatt puts Bejarano on a lot of his live horses. And this is Reba Rules Again, the number 1 horse in the 9th. I believe she's 9-2 in the morning line. 4-1 or 9-2. She went off last time at 6-5. So I think she's going to be forwardly placed. She's stretching out for the first time on the grass. And I think she's going to fire a real big race in the final at Santa Anita today. Reba Rules Again.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to take our first and only timeout. When we come back, we'll have Boppy's free plays. I'll have one. I'm sure Hondo might have one or maybe a parlay. And this is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And when we come back, we'll have more Keeping Score with Boppy.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation. satisfaction ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on,
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 come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl.
All right, folks, we're back. Special thanks to Elvis, who stopped in this morning to help us get to part two of our show. Bobby, were you an Elvis Presley fan?
I liked him. He was all right. The group that I didn't like for a while was the Beatles, but it was more like I couldn't believe the attention that the girls gave him, and it was sort of maddening. But I grew to like the Beatles. The older I got, the more I liked them.
I've heard rumors that Bobby used to shake it on the dance floor. Is that true?
Nah, I was more like doing the fishing reel, you know.
Don't listen to him. I heard that Bobby during his day was Mr. Disco.
I don't know where those rumors got started, but I'll thank my mother, I guess.
I can't imagine Bobby throwing a jacket over his shoulder on the dance floor, but we won't. That discussion will be for another time. Okay, let's time to put our money where our mouth is and let everybody know that the hat is official free play. I'm going to tell you again, go to Twitter, type in Eddie the Hat Wins, or visit our website at sportswagers-selections.com. You'll get the same free play. We don't give out. We don't flood the market with five or six free plays. And then at the end of the day say, oh, well, we had a winner. We don't do that. We give out one free play a day. And we hope that you're able to cash on it. And we're going to travel to Philadelphia here, 901-902, and we're going to side here with the D-backs and Zach Greinke. $1.65, that's a little bit up there. We usually don't like to lay that kind of a price. But when you look at what he has done his last five starts, we think that, as Bobby pointed out, Philadelphia is kind of dead in the water right now, we think. And we're going to side with 901, the Arizona D-backs, with Greinke on the hill at -$1.65. That is our free release today. And Bobby, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm looking at the NBA title game on Sunday night, and okay. the 4.5 points that Cleveland gets. To me, this is a pick'em game, and I'll tell you why. The 4.5 points, I think, are virtually invisible, and that is because if defense wins championship, it belongs to the Cavaliers, but on the other hand, 4.5 points, that's nothing, because the Cavaliers, if they're behind, will shoot and foul themselves out of that margin in 45 seconds. And so, you know, I don't think that it should never discourage you from taking the Warriors. And if you like the Cavs, they're going to win anyway, and those 4.5 points are a gift. So anyway, I'm of the opinion this game's going to come down to how it's officiated. If it's called close, the Warriors win. If they let them play thug defense, or I would say in the other team's uniform defense, then the Cavs win. I think it's really going to come down to how close the game is called, and about that I don't really have a point. My games tomorrow that I like, and I like two baseball games. I like the Dodgers against the Brewers tonight.
Today or tomorrow?
What?
The baseball today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baseball today.
All right. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. By the way, the Cavs and Golden State line in Vegas right now is Golden State is minus 5 points.
Yeah, it makes it even better deal for Cavs fans. The other game I like is the Nationals. I like the Nationals today. I think they win in San Diego. So I think the Nationals and the Dodgers might make a good parlay, two-team parlay.
Okay. We got 909 and 910. We got Max Scherzer going for the Nationals. Bobby here is suggesting a play on 909 Washington at minus 240. And you also like the Dodgers at home?
That's right.
Okay. 9-11, 9-12. We got 9-12 here, the Dodgers, with Bolsinger on the mound. He's minus -160. So Bobby is suggesting a parlay, 9-09 Washington to 9-12 the Dodgers. Okay. And,
happy hunting.
We got you down. And Hondo, who do you like in MLB
I'm
today?
I'm going to give out a parlay. 9-13, the Yankees with Michael Pineda on the mound against the Twins.
Okay.
Ricky Nolasco. The Twins are reeling, and the Yankees trying to hang into the right around 500, trying to keep up with the Orioles, Red Sox, and Blue Jays. So I like the Yankees at 9-13 as the first part of the parlay.
Okay, that's minus -145.
And the second half of the parlay, I like the Royals, who are hot. They just came off a successful series against the Indians, and then they beat the Tigers last night at home. And I like the Royals, who I believe are 9-24, with Edinson Volquez on the mound against the Tigers. So I would go with the Yankees and the Royals in my parlay.
Okay. And the second game of that parlay is 9-24, Kansas City, minus 140. So Hondo's parlay here kicks off 9-24, Kansas City, minus 140, parlayed to the Yankees, and we are 9-13, the Yankees at minus 145. Okay, well, folks, good luck if you wish to partake. And as normal, we give you lots of free plays every weekend. We hope that you take advantage of that. And also, a quick programming note for you horse racing fans. Backstretch Chatter with yours truly is now airing Sunday evening at 8 p.m. And we moved the show so that we could get more guests on a weekly basis. We were getting some feedback from some of our guests that were saying Thursday morning at 7:30 was not a good time for them because they were either on horses or feeding horses or getting the training schedule ready. And we totally understand that. So we switched the show. You can now tune in at 8 p.m. Sunday evening. And, of course, that's our exclusive horse racing show, and that is from 8 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. So make time to join us. All right, gentlemen, we got about 5 minutes left, so let's go ahead and open it up and talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Well, Hondo, I got to ask. I wanted to ask Hondo a question, and that, who's your favorite moment of remembering a hitter that gets up off the deck after getting brushed back or knocked down, and then just crushes the next pitch? You know, the guy that I remember Henry Aaron doing that. I remember Frank Robinson doing that. But what's your favorite moment like that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite moment. I remember the many battles that Frank Robinson and Don Drysdale had back, both when were in their prime. And I mean, I can remember the ball buzzing under Robinson's chin. So that's probably the memory I have of Drysdale brushing Robinson back. And I'm sure Robinson got up off the deck and got more than his share of hits off of Big D. But, it's a situation now where it doesn't happen as often as...
No, they're pussies now.
And, I don't advocate throwing at a guy's head, but I do. I'm old school. I'm a firm believer in purpose pitches. And if somebody does something you don't like, or what have you, a good fastball in the ribs or in the butt certainly serves the purpose.
Fear is a part of the game, and without fear, the batters just dive in there, and they can crush that outside pitch. And Drysdale always said, "The outside half of the plate is mine; the inside of the half is the batter's. If he starts, trying to get to my half of the plate, he's going to pay for it."
I want to know when this nonsense started that you're not allowed to come inside anymore, and the hitters can crowd the plate, but if the pitcher comes in or hits them, this nonsense about charging the mound or chirping all the way up the first baseline. Why do the hitters now all of a sudden seem to think that they have a golden key that they can go up there and do whatever the hell they want to do?
It's all part of the new age. You know, you got the new rule at home plate, the Buster Posey rule. The new rule that started this year on the slide at second base, and everything. We're putting everybody in a bubble. And it's just a sign of the times.
I mean, you remember the old days when guys would go into second base with their cleats up?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that happening today?
I remember the way Mike Socha used to block home plate. I mean, he wouldn't get away with that today now without having the ball in his hand.
Well, you hit the nail on the head.
Somebody gets hurt, and all of a sudden we gotta put a bubble around everybody. It's ridiculous.
Instant replay is totally out of control.
They're trying to manage the game. They're trying to manage they're trying to manage the game so that there's no calamities. And you really can't do that, but they can try.
Yeah, it's just.
And if I hear Rob Manfred one more time complain about that the length of games is up, well, the length of games is up, pal, because of your stupid, ridiculous new instant replay rule.
Yep.
There are way too many of those. Each team should have one a game, and that's it. No more.
Yeah. It's then they have to wait a minute to see, they hold the game up to see if the manager's going to challenge it. Yeah, it's a bunch of bull and nonsense.
It was way more interesting to watch Billy Martin or Tommy Lasorda throw a fit than to watch four umpires scratch their heads.
Yeah, well, scratch something else, you know. All right, Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All righty.
And, Boppy, it's that time of morning. Go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. Lord willing, we'll see you all next week.
All right, folks, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you for tuning in to Back, or rather, Keeping Score with Boppy. And until next week, good luck with your wagers, and we hope to see you often in the cashier's line.